last light. You could have it worse than this bit of light on your shoulder, this steady beat that keeps the time, that organizes space, that solitary field upon which nothing you can name runs cold. Yet this remains in the margin, the crack that is intent or method only, the shape a voice assumes in memory, projects as fantasy, not willed event, but chance progression, peripheral design, a few faint freckles on high and elegant cheekbones, or the back of a Boston rocker in afternoon shadow. You could demand more definition and depth, an alto saxophone's sweet plea for release from its longing, or for language to break down in nonsense where phonemes are born.